Songs are very cliche, like you got a big producer in there saying, hey, let's make a song called Lollipop. Lollipop, it's the lollipop, get lollipop. I think it's a little cliche, I think it's a little overproduced. Like me and him could come out with a record tomorrow. We're the Bubblegum Boys, the Bubblegum Boys, the Bubblegum, Bubblegum, Bubblegum Boys, the Bubblegum Boys. And people will chew it, 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 chew it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course you got E Color here. You know what I was thinking today?
What's that?
What's that, sir?
Oh, you can't tell me nothing.
Heard that damn song today and it's like, damn, Kanye. Yeah. What happened, man? Anyway.
No doubt. Anyway, in deference to you.
To me?
To you. Oh, specifically.
Snap. What have
because,
I done?
Because you was complaining last week
I
about
the only one.
About the songs that come across the radar.
Before you get in.
Oh.
Last week my phone went the fuck out because I couldn't remember my fucking password. I had to get my shit reset. So I'm back in. I want to give niggas they props. So I want to give the albums of the week for last week. I want to give them their props.
This is last week's
album. Last week's album.
Okay.
Not this week.
No, okay. Go ahead.
All right, last week is D. Randall and D. Rose, Randall Rose, and Soul Square, Millezima Seri, Volume 2, featuring Jeff Speck.
You fancy.
Yeah. You saw my French shit, right? And Len Morey's Sail to the Moon was the instrumental joint.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
But see, what had happened this week
is...
Go ahead and get it out of the way.
Somebody hacked my network and my computer is fucked up. So I'm getting it fixed and all my albums of the week and all that shit has been copied and pasted on some mother shit. So I'm all fucked up in the game right now.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, so Kurt G is all got a flat tire right now.
Be handy.
Brother. But I'm handy capable, though.
Yo, there you go. Still don't get no parking space for that, though, B.
So, anyway, back to a previous program. In deference to E. Color.
Yes, I'll take this.
To you, who is complaining about records that come across King Killer's radar.
Yes, indeed, which they shouldn't have been.
Okay. I'm going to end that topic. In deference to you.
Golf clap for you.
Right. But with that being said, I'm going out. With one last cut across the radar.
There you go.
Okay.
That's fair.
The corporate rapper and Jay Elec, We Made It,
man.
Remix. Mm-hmm. Now, I had Kurt G in here like Wednesday afternoon and shit.
Yeah. I was over here.
And I was like, G, first of all, listen to the cut.
And I listened.
Listen to the cut. And the reason why I made Kurt G listen to the cut, because I checked no less than 4 Dick Ride blogs to gauge their reaction.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 4 Dick Ride blogs zeroed in on Jay-Z's lyrics about being rich and buying shit. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kurt G, would you say that shit is called swag or
swag
some shit?
Rap.
Yeah,
but
swag rap.
Niggas like to hear Jay-Z talk that shit. When
really?
He talk that shit, that's what they like to hear about it. They like to hear that from Jay. They want to hear him talk that shit.
So let's get some facts in order. Jay's already or rich, right?
Yeah, he's rich.
Yeah, he's got money.
Okay. So this is not something we don't know about, right?
Yeah.
We want to perpetually, the Dick Ride blocks perpetually want to hear him talk about how rich he is.
But Jay is the man.
What else is he going to talk about, though, B?
Right. Like last week, remember? When he said, it's called Move That Dope. What else is that nigga going to talk about?
But in any case, it makes me think that Thurston Howell III was right. You know what I mean?
Lovey.
Your Great Poupon type shit all the time.
Basquiat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so me and Kurt G got into the cut. And Jay Elec pulls out revolutionary lyrics.
Oh, Jay went in. Ass. Well, he was talking that shit.
Yeah, he sure
was.
This nigga said, niggas don't know how long we've been down.
Yeah.
We came from Solomon to Sambo.
They didn't understand what he was talking about.
I'm like,
crickets.
Wow. Yo, just
they didn't even know who Solomon was or Sambo.
Oh, really? Really?
They heard.
Damn.
They heard.
They know
Miss
who Bozo
Drizzy
is, though. It's a bunch of fucking clowns out there.
So you got so you got the corporate talking about buying shit. And mm-hmm. and then two, then all four Dick Ride blogs immediately say, oh, he must have been talking to Drake,
yeah.
another rich nigga, about how much more shit that he buying than from another rich nigga.
Yeah, you might, Drake, you might have a little money, but you ain't got my money.
Motherfucking Warren Buffett, stand the fuck up, nigga.
Yeah, all you niggas.
Bill Gates, what, nigga?
That chick from Seinfeld is got $2.9 billion. Nah, I just read that today.
Steve Ellison, Oracle, fall the fuck
I'm
back.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
You're talking
this is
billions.
What we talking about. That's what I'm talking
billions,
about.
Right.
Billions.
Not
okay?
Millions.
Not millions.
Billions.
So you saying Warren Buffett should come out with a song with the remix and just diss Jay-Z.
And just, well,
he
I'm
don't
like,
need to.
Be like, I piss on your money.
Oh, God.
you sound like some vodka makers.
Hey, I'm just saying, hey. What I'm saying is that the record itself, apparently it's over a Drake instrumental. I don't know nothing about that shit.
I don't know anything about that. Nope.
All I know is that Jay Elec went in.
Yes, he did.
And like you said earlier, everyone else looked at his verse and was like, that's some crickets shit. G?
B.
Help me understand.
Like I said, niggas want to hear Jay talk that shit. And Jay is the most popular. So he's going to get all the eyes are on him. Everybody wants to ride his dick because they want to be part of Jay's team.
You know what?
Or at least have Jay come on their show or talk to them and either send them an email or some type of shit. Just anything they can get from Jay. So they'll be like, Jay-Z, just sent me an email. And he liked what I said about him.
Man, that shit sounds crazy, my yeah. nigga. I'm sitting here, you looking right at me and talking about how much niggas is fiending just to be in his presence.
Yes, they do. They
so,
do.
So let me ask you this. I know this ain't really a topic, but do you think that the Canadian will respond?
You know what? This J-Canadian thing, it's until you motherfuckers start coming at each other regular and this subliminal shit, some... It's a nice soft backhand, you know, that type of tennis shit, y'all
badminton.
Niggas.
I smack
exactly.
you with my glove.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That type of badminton shit, that soft shoe. Drake, oh, a long putt from the 18th green.
Oh, with a birdie.
Exactly. That's how these niggas is responding to each other. So until these niggas start coming at each other, you know, bridge war style.
Ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
Direct.
Exactly. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Eminem is now the second best-selling male artist of all time.
Behind who?
Behind who? Now, there's a caveat to this. I know what you're thinking. Hold your fire.
Okay.
M, the second highest seller behind Garth Brooks, who leads all with 69.25 million and pushes him past George Strait at a total of 44.89 million. I guess M is at like a flat of 45
right
now. 45 million, the second of all time. So in the back of your mind, you're thinking, the fuck, who am I missing here?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. But see, this is only the 23-year history of the modern-day sound scam. See, there's no Eagles. There's no Madonna. There's no U2. There's no Elvis. There's no Jacko. Okay, this is just sound scan. This is just the modern day.
So they're revisiting this history right here.
Well, oh. They're just saying, see, since we on top sound scan now.
But it's only our numbers.
It's only our numbers that's counting sound scan.
Oh, so they're not counting BC. They only counting ADs.
So, all that shit that happened before us didn't happen.
So forget about the 60 million on Thriller, the domestic on one album alone. Okay, forget about that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here we are in another diss situation. I'm thinking about calling a cat up. What's the kid from the Eagles? Henley? What's Man. Good, Eminem? You can, what the fuck, done? What's good, Eminem, Eagles, nigga? Hotel California, nigga. You know what I mean? So, you know, that type of thing. So, congratulations to Eminem in a modern day era. You know he's rich.
Is that saying a lot, though?
He's rich.
Okay. I mean, modern... modern whatever.
Well,
you
no,
said.
I'm just saying if you really look at Madonna, Eagles, that type of sales numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, that make Eminem niggas look like nobodies.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Fucking noodles.
Exactly.
Damn.
No
wet
doubt.
Noodles.
So next topic is really more of a bulletin. Masters of Ceremony Hip Hop Reunion Tour has the following people on
Dynamite.
The tour.
Dynamite.
Not that, not but that I was thought about that though. Yo, shout out to Grand Poobah. DMX, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Dos Effects, Bismarcky, Special Ed, EPMD, Naughty by Nature, and Black Sheep have all been announced.
Damn.
It's not coming to the DC area. I've seen a couple dates in Florida,
we
Atlanta,
saw what
and like three California dates.
We saw what happened. With them big dudes, it was supposed to come here a few months ago.
Oh, woo, rock the bells. Out of
rock
business.
The failed.
So, anyway, if you're lucky enough to go out and see that big tour, if I was off, I'd go see him. There's no question about that. Masters of the Ceremony reunion hip hop tour.
Damn.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, dude, I have found myself watching web episodes of particular programs. And I really never thought I would find myself. They'd be like, oh, they got great shows on YouTube and it's their regular series and this, that, and this.
Right.
There's three of them that I watch every episode when they drop. And those three are Jazzy Jeff's Vinyl Destination.
That's a good series. Yes.
Crate Diggers.
Okay.
And my new shit, and actually I've seen every episode, but the newest one with Black Milk is called Vinyl Roulette.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, man. Vinyl Roulette is thorough, where they basically take cats into a record store and they just pick any three cuts random.
Okay.
And then they make a beat out of them.
Oh, I would have loved that shit.
And it's just actually makes me want to get back in the beat game. Because Black Milk, who makes a beat and is lukewarm on the beat.
Yeah.
He's lukewarm, but it's fire, though.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Black Milk, the closest thing to Della coming out of Detroit.
Yo, no doubt. Yo, so shout out to the web episodes. Those three episodes.
I'm sorry. I had to interject because last week you dismembered my brain with Tall Black Dude.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't
Detroit.
Know, Kurt, if you up, but.
Kurt's up. The kid, tall black guy productions, the kid who did the Sade.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, I tell you what, I wasn't down. I caught him on OK Player. I really wasn't down. But
nice on the beats.
This Negro, Detroit must be growing them niggas.
Oh, they like weeds up there.
Yo. Let me tell you something.
Get up.
Exactly. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Russell Simmons. Ends up on Arsenio commenting on Kid Cudi's comments about too much brag rap, too much wealth rap, too
brag
much
rap.
Misogyny, you know, too much drug dealing, and it's holding us back. So Russell basically gets up there, and you know how Hustle does. He's softening it. He's soft shoeing that shit.
Mr. Russell, who self-professed was selling parsley as weed?
So Russell's sitting up there. But the most interesting thing about that were not even Russell and his comments. It was the comments under it. And I'm going to read each of the comments, and I want you to comment after each one. The first person responding to Russell and Arsenio... Hoes, cars, and money have been the content in rap and hip-hop since the late 80s. The only difference between now and then is that artistic value. When Eric B. and Rakim, Ghostface, or Ray talk about splurging and killing niggas, it was very clever. New artists are just doing that without being lyrically gifted. And gentlemen, you say.
I agree.
I agree also.
You agree?
I agree that they're just not lyrically gifted.
Okay.
No, they just straight up, I need 99 coffins for 99 niggas. what's artistic about that shit?
Oh, say simple mathematics can take care of that, huh?
Basically.
Anyway, the next topic, the next comment is, I think that the money cash hoes things need to be deaded. And reserved for only artists like Migos, whose whole purpose in music is to just brag about the money they have. So meaning that really most niggas don't really even need to be talking about that. Just reserve it for trap niggas.
Oh, that was just a side a note too. What's up with all these niggas biting Migos? Biting they flow.
Drake, the corporate.
Well, Migos apparently making money.
Future.
But only the ignorant rap should be reserved for those.
But isn't ignorant rap is only being done by, I mean, I don't see Nas making an ignorant rap record.
Well, I think, when you say ignorant, I guess to me, I use Rock Marciano is who, that's, he's thug and he's not ratchet, but he's gangster. Okay, again, like you'll catch me in the back of the drop getting slow top. Now, to me, that's a visual picture. That's almost like a movie. Versus the Migos niggas who's dancing around a crack scale. I'm just saying.
Talking about the bando.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't see the visual picture in that. Although I do see and could envision the movie where he's in the back of the drop getting some slow top. Or when he says, you know, Lamborghini dreams and Nissan nightmares.
So it's again, it's in the artistic way that they
they're saying
present
the same
it to
thing.
You.
They right. just present it in a different right. way.
So
it's either a condom or no condom.
Well, right. I mean, I'm just trying to see the visual picture. Now you're right. I'm just trying to see the visual picture and bang bang.
And that's no condom.
I think I'm gonna let it go.
Wow, that's what's up. And anyway, and so here's the last dude. He said Nas and Ghostface rap about the same shit every other nigga rapping about. They've been doing it their whole career. Y'all want to pick and choose who could do what, but like it's not a good look for Migos, and then like it's a good look for Nas and Ghost. For every rapper that's out there, they're doing it all for money. That's what they do. And trust, Nas and Ghostface wouldn't do it for free.
B, there's really a difference between rapping and chanting. And these niggas,
that's true.
These niggas is chanting, I be in the bando. You count that shit, they'll probably say it 200 times in the record. So you know what they're doing. They're in the bando. But
right.
When you listen to Nas or Ghost tell a story that, you know, is filled with all kind of visuals to, you know, back that shit up. I mean, damn, you can't compare it.
So this one nigga who wrote this comment, he's pissed anyway. He was like, yo, y'all niggas want to front on Migos and shit and want to give Nas and them niggas a pass. And like Kurt G always said, if you're talking about selling rocks.
Right.
You're talking about selling rocks.
It don't matter where you're selling them at.
But is this another 11-year-old nigga?
Oh, I don't know.
Come
who knows?
On, you mad about Migos? Come on, B.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Stop sending comments, B.
It's his generation, so yeah. he's trying to protect his generation.
He's trying to defend, exactly.
Right. Ain't none to protect. This is not Under Armour, B.
And so the last comment, and this is really for you, E. Color.
Let's go.
You said, Russell is a snake oil salesman and Arsenio is a career lackey.
Well, I mean, I ain't disagreeing again, B. I ain't disagreeing. Russell on that stagecoach, B. Straight
shot,
up.
Shot.
Oh,
shot.
He on the stage.
Yeah,
coach.
He on a traveling from town to town, B, selling wares. Fucking rush card, B. Come on. Rush card. Need I say more? He gonna be start selling weaves at the end if you ain't careful. Rush weaves. B.
Oh, shit.
Come out and see the shoe sign.
There it
come
is.
On out. No shoe shine, boy.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Russell's on it.
Damn, good night and God bless. So anyway, so the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the new topic that I'm bringing in. It is called the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm titling it. The Wayback Machine. This Wayback Machine is a Source magazine. All of the Waybacks will probably be Source. But this comes from August 1996. Nas is on the cover of the Source magazine.
Niggas talking about, man, I was in the ninth grade.
Exactly.
I just graduated in 96.
Exactly. But in any case, as we open up to the record reviews, I'm going to run down the record reviews in this case. Nas, It Was Written, 4 Mics. the corporate rapper, Reasonable Doubt, Four Mics. Digital Underground, Future Rhythm, Three Mics. Sadat X, Wild Cowboys, Three Mics. As we turn the page,
Wild Cowboys.
Master P, Ice Cream Man, Three Mics. Ooh, Delinquent right. Habits. Some cats, I guess, was down with Cypress Hill, DJ Muggs and them. Three Mics. Hyenas in the Desert. Some offshoot of Chuck D, because it was on Slam Jam's Columbia. 2.5 Mics. So now, people would say, well, you know, damn, you're going to Wild Cowboys and Ice Cream Man, the same number of mics? Really?
They're heaven for a gangster. Gangster.
Personally, the single from Master P as titled Ice Cream Man, I actually
like. Yeah, I did like that. I'm not even going front.
I actually like that shit.
I like the track.
Okay.
Put it that way.
The track was crazy. But your boy P was on that.
So did they deserve three mics?
No, the rest of that album was god awful.
Okay. So,
but in equal
shout out
time,
to Beats by the Pound.
But in equal time, though, Wild Cowboys showed that Sadat X should never do a solo album. And that's just real talk.
Damn.
When you said it, I vaguely remember the album being.
So, in any case, but let's get back to the old corporate rapper. Four Mics.
That should have been five.
Well, and see, that's why I pulled this out, because you got a lot of people who think that that's five mics. Now, when The Source put out that bullshit revisionist mic episode right. and gave all these motherfuckers five mics, that was fraudulent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking the original source, Jay, Reasonable Doubt, only four mics.
It was written. Only four mics. Yeah.
So, but the point is that, and I'm going to read the last paragraph from the reviewer. He said, the downside of the album, while Jay-Z has great MC skills and slamming beats, he mars the LP with an almost religious disrespect for women. And songs like Cashmere Thoughts and Ain't No Nigga. Aside from that, Reasonable Doubt has some really thought-provoking songs. Overall, Reasonable Doubt is a very solid LP. While many around the country want to indict Jay-Z for his gender politics and his violent content, I seriously doubt any of them will have a chance convincing the brother for dropping another whack album.
Whoa.
So here it is, Source Magazine, August 1996, Corporate Rapper. Brought to you by the Wayback Machine.
How many MCs must get dissed?
And Kurt G, I know you think Reasonable Doubt is five mics.
Yes, I do. Because that shit is just crazy. Just the lyric, just the way he was just going in. You just didn't hear niggas doing that. The way he was going in. The way he brought that different shit. The way he talked crack and all that shit on the corner. He brought it to another level. He didn't talk it from a nigga hand to handing. He talked it from a corporate level even back then.
Indeed.
From looking down on the game.
Indeed, no doubt. I personally, out of any Jay's albums, it was the production for me.
Oh, again, yeah, that production on that album was crazy.
In August of 96, you had to have a certain type of production, and he had that for me. It is probably, matter of fact, it is the only Jay-Z album that I have on vinyl, other than some singles. So that lets you know where it is for me. I know E Color never liked it. And on various trips to New York, we would argue vehemently.
No doubt. And we'll do it today if you start with me. But I'm just not. I'm like one of the six people that just ain't feeling Jay-Z, B. I mean, I don't hate the dude. I don't care.
No, I
even said his name. Corporate, whatever you want to call him. I've never been a fan of his from day one.
And I respect that. I would have to say my thoughts are in line. Probably with you. I'm not. It's really his modern image as a corporate guy that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, no doubt.
Certainly. No doubt.
I just wasn't into that shit, B.
You know.
I lost my fandom a while back.
Well.
Yeah, I lost it a while back. After he stopped talking about Scooby-Doos. I was at the height back then when he was talking Scooby-Doos.
Nigga was like, you can't roll up a blunt to this.
Manolo.
So, no doubt. So, anyway, that's the Hip Hop Digest. As you already know, there are albums
another
of the
week. They'll be posted.
They'll be posted.
Like I said,
indeed.
Because Kurt G got hacked.
My shit got hacked.
Nigga taking life lock and everything out. Shit. So, anyway, stay tuned for a special Hip Hop Digest interview with the legendary MC Shan, because Kurt G, you got to get out. You out, son?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, we're done.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show interview series, and we have the legendary, you know his name, MC Shan. What's good?
Yes, indeed. What's up, brother?
Chilling like a villain. Chilling like a villain.
No doubt. So, of course, you know, seeing you on Twitter, doing your thing, and figured we reach out, and here we are. So,
hey,
you know,
listen, I always reach out back to people who reach out to me on Twitter all the time.
No doubt. And like I explained to you, we're not the regular dick riding type of blog. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no sponsors. We do it how we do it, right?
Hey, whatever it is.
No doubt. Anyway, Shan, so check it out. A question, and it's an honor, first of all, to talk to you. I always wanted to know, out of all your recordings, what was your favorite? Your personal favorite?
And I can't even say that I have a favorite, because they all are something personal to me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that I was writing about was things that was going on in my life. Whack MCs, all kind of bull crap. You know what I'm saying? Chicks leaving me, left me lonely. You know, so each part of them is just, you know, a piece of my soul.
Yeah, we were just referencing that song tonight, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, man, I can't put my finger on one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
I just put out a 46-track mixtape. So, I mean, I got 46 new more songs that I done just released upon the world. You know what I mean? So I can't even sit here and start picking.
Can I talk to you about that for a second, though, for real?
Yeah.
I got it. I listened to the album, right? But I just wanted to ask you a question. I know it's been a minute since you put like a full joint out, but 46, man?
Cause it's like, what the hell? You can't really do, you know what I mean? It's just fuck it. Overload. Fuck it.
I said,
you know
yeah,
what
he had a lot to say.
I mean, nowadays it ain't like, oh, you're gonna sell a CD, sell another CD.
No doubt.
Music on the internet doesn't have a shelf life. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take the next 5 years for a lot of people to even know I had anything. Damn. So I could ride them whole 46 songs out for like I had 5 albums for the next 5 years.
No doubt. So basically, you did them 46 joints. You probably did more, but you did them 46, and you were like, I just can't break them up. This is it.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can't put together 10 here, 10 there. Let me pick these. Because each one of them, like I say different stuff. Each one of them says something different. I don't write music for the day. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be here today and oh, tomorrow. It don't have relevance and stuff.
Look,
little girl, go put some clothes on. Get out of here.
Oh. that's real time.
Hey. And so it's not like, you know, my music is timely. You can hear it today. It's going to mean the same thing next week.
No doubt.
Anyway, what I want to ask you about, see, I'm a type of cat. I don't know. Maybe it's just a historian in me. You got anything, any background stories on my personal favorite was Molly Scratch. Any personal stories or y'all just kind of knew each other and got in there? Can you elaborate on that?
No, that was how I got in the door, Molly Scratch. See, Shantae had did Roxanne's Revenge. And I'm like, wait a minute, Shantae just did a record and it's all big and it's hot. But we used to rhyme on the bench together and I was way better than my little sister. I showed her how to do it. And so what I did was I went and wrote Molly Scratch and told it to Molly and he was with it. And that's how I got my foot in.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That was my first record.
Word? That's
you know
my
what I'm saying?
Personal
But it was
favorite.
Actually a tape. It was a tape for 6 months. See, nowadays, these cats got to go jump through hoops and all of that to get their stuff played on the radio. While Juice Crew, we didn't have to do that. We was down with Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. They ran the radio. So when we made something in the afternoon, it was on the radio that night.
Wow.
So it wasn't a big, you know what I'm saying? So it was real easy for us Juice Crew. You know, to do a lot of stuff because we wanted to put a tape on the radio. That's what it was. And so, you know how people for seeing is believing? So if you heard it on the radio, you swore it was a record, even though it wasn't a record. After playing Molly Scratch for 6 months, it eventually became a record because the people believed it. And here we are, 26 years later. 7, 8, 9, 30, I don't know.
Yeah. So, go ahead, man.
So, like, you know, you're talking about that rhyming on the benches and whatnot, you know, whatnot. So who were you listening to back then? What were your idols when you were coming up back then?
Well, see, back then it was a real competitive spirit. And I came up around the time of the bar. None of them could touch me with a 20-foot pole. And if you notice that how when rap was, or if you go back and if you're a historian, how different styles changed as other artists came in. You had those that were doing this simple stuff, and Melly Mel was really the Mel and Mo D was really the only ones doing intricate things, and that's who I modeled myself after. Melly Mel, Cool Mo D's, wordy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Changing of the guard, but we did it differently than what, you know, but those was my idols. I want to do it like them, but better.
Yeah, that's real, no doubt. And it's funny, and as a historian, a lot of people, we talk about LL Cool J a lot, and I know that you had a little running thing with Cool J. But Cool J is the epitome of someone who really, he has his own style, but you can hear things that he got from everybody of the era, including you.
Listen, let me tell you something. That song, I Need Love, they put Left Me Lonely was supposed to get airplay on the radio. Russell and them paid them not to play Left Me Lonely long enough so that he could put out that I Need Love.
Wow.
Oh, Sham had that Left Me Lonely thing. I mean, me and LL was on tour. That's how our beef came about. Wow. We used to be on tour, and I was singing Molly Scratch. He was doing whatever he was doing. Next thing I know, he come tell me, yo, Sham, I got a new song. You want to hear? You want to hear? And I'm listening to it, and it's like, yo, hold up. That's my beat, nigga. Fuck, you got my shit.
Wow.
You know, well, that's how it was back in the day. See, and nowadays you come out with a steal it 2 minutes, and everybody's going to have a remix on your hot song like they could do it better than you did. I could do that song better than this dude.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even know it came out, and there was like 50 million. You ain't even know it. It's like, y'all could do it better than Rocco. Fuck off, man. See, that's like, that's the attitude of the new generation. Fuck working for it. We just going to take your shit.
And we called that out a few weeks ago as far as people calling them shits remixes.
That ain't no damn remix. No doubt about it. So, yeah, it's funny.
Look,
now that you...
This is how they'll do it. Hold on. This is how they'll do it. They'll go add the instrumental piece for their verse, have the original cat on there, slide their vocals in it, and it's a new song. Like, for real? Did you just jump on somebody's track, Nikki? Out of the blue sky?
Yo, Shan, I'm telling you, you just verbatim said what we said 2 weeks ago about remixes. Verbatim, son.
Exactly.
That's crazy. No doubt.
But that's what it is, man. I sit back and watch. I'm DJing now in a strip club out here in Atlanta.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of DJs would love to cut my neck off. Like, how the hell did you get that? How did they put you? I don't even DJ. It's my DJ put me in there. So I know a lot of this new music. You know what I mean? The new young cat stuff, all the Migos, the Rich Kids, and things like this. And I think that some of this shit is fucking all right. You know, after you hear it 100 million times, you can't help but play it or sing it because it's programmed. But
right.
It's just nothing like my generation. So that's why I put out the mixtape, This Is How It Should Be Done, so that when you listen to something, you don't need the bouncing ball to follow the words. I still don't know the goddamn words to that thing. Love them to death. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on nobody, but I just can't understand a goddamn thing you're saying, Shorty. Slow it down. I always say, well, when you get drunk or high enough and you understand what they're talking about, you finally reach the plateau that he was on when he made that shit. But I haven't heard the clear words yet, so I haven't been that high, evidently.
No doubt.
I'm sorry, the lyrical content pretty much is gone these days. It's more about hooks and chants, you know what I'm saying? They make records for strip clubs.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? I mean, you know, the songs I listen to, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't get through all 46 yet, bruh, but I'm going through. But what I've heard ain't none of that kind of stuff. Did you do that on purpose, or did you stay away from that, or did you think about it? Have I not reached that on the album yet, or what?
I didn't have to think about it. It's just, that's what I do. You'll hear a song like My Swagger Make My Chain Swing on there, or you might hear I Love the Way You Dance for Me, which is just me talking to a chick, telling her I like the way she danced. But I can't do simplified stuff. I tried, and I don't like how I am when I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It don't make me feel good to take a sentence that I could have put gave you a whole picture, but I'm giving you a half a picture because I got to dumb myself down to be on this type of track. Forget that. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do what I do. What would I look like following somebody that I showed how to do this? Get the fuck out of here, man. That's stupid.
Well, I will tell you here, and you probably know, there are artists from the lyrical time frame doing that shit right now, though. We've called some out.
Business. I can't speak for them. Let them do what they want to do. If that's what they feel they need to do to, you know what I'm saying, gain new notoriety, you go right ahead, because I'm good with the old notoriety that I got. That's enough to keep me going. And if somebody new jump on board, fine. Welcome you. But I ain't really looking for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to explain my shit to you anyway. You so stupid.
No doubt. So that's what we're talking about. Legacy here. We're talking about your legacy. We're talking about people that have a legacy. When we tend to think, when you have a solid hip-hop legacy, and then you turn around and try to, you know, go outside of the outside of that legacy to reach for an audience that probably doesn't even know who you are. That's just
or
a sad
care
thing.
Who right. you are, right. or looks at you like, oh, who are you? You're irrelevant. What's the last thing you made? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what's up. Hey, Shan, is there anybody out there that you want to record with, or that you wanted to record with?
I wanted to record with Dr. Dre for the longest. I love what Dr. Dre do for niggas in the studio for years. But I lost that feeling. And he got too much money now for me to ask that nigga for anything. So, I guess that dream has been crushed. But anybody else, no. I ain't looking forward to it. I don't like doing collabos with people. Why you think that most of them songs got me on it alone? Because when you get a collabo, let's say you got a hot song that's the collabo, you'll never get a chance to do it on tour and get all 50 of them people on the song that you had at the same time that made that record that hot as it was. Niggas don't like your verse. So when you sing your song at your tour, they don't like your verse, so they're going to boo you because they was looking for the other feature that was on your song.
Damn. Wow, that's crazy.
Definitely crazy.
You know what? And that's true, because, you know, rest in peace to MC Breeze, but that I Gotta Get Mine.
Yeah, man.
That was MC Breeze's record, but Tupac took it over. Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean? That's a perfect example.
See? If he would have took and went on tour and tried to sing his verse, thinking that his verse was made the song hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It would have just, you know.
Right.
It's not going to work. Where Tupac at, yo? Why you ain't bring Tupac when you sung that song? I can hear the crowd now.
where the hologram?
I can hear the crowd now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well,
they
no
both
doubt.
Going now. Rest in peace. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So, no doubt. Wow, Shan, that's what's up, man. I got to, again, I'm going to have to say, from the Hip Hop Digest point of view, as a longtime DJ who... You know, I have all that Shan vinyl, yo. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Why, thank you, and I'm privileged that you want to even talk to me late in my life.
Man, come on, man. You are definitely a legend. Whether you want to be humble about it or not, you know, we're not even going to get into the other part of the story, but the bridge, man, that record, it lives on forever, man. Forever.
And see, this is what I say about internet shelf life. Your music will live forever now. So just get it out there. Yeah. A lot of old school, they still used to the old way that the game works. You go get a deal from somebody, they give you a check, they pay for the videos and all this stuff. Oh, heck no. The internet is where it's at. Now that's where I'm at. I'm posted up on the internet like I got a corner selling drugs. What you talking about?
No doubt. Chuck D said it many years ago. The internet is going to bring about 1 million record companies, and there it is. You got one.
I'm telling you.
No doubt. So anyway, anything before we get out, Shane, anything you want to plug, you know, your mixtape or what you're doing in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, I'm a plug. Definitely, if y'all come in Atlanta, come check me out Mondays and Tuesday nights at Club Bays, and we got the industry night coming. Perform your songs. You can check out my new mixtape, MC Shan. This is how it should be done on datpiff.com. You know, I got to plug Instagram. My Instagram is MC Shan with the number one after it. And my Twitter is MC_Shan. And you always get me there.
It is.
All the time.
As we see.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shane, before we...
And listen, I do answer my own Twitter. A lot of people think, oh, maybe... No, I answer my own Twitter. So when you see them capital letters come through, if it's not capital letters, that's somebody imitating me. But 99% of the time, you'll see capital letters like I'm screaming, and I don't know who made that stupid internet rule that when you type in capitals, you're screaming. Because if you hear something coming from your keyboard, call the nearest psychiatry place and admit yourself immediately.
Oh, yo, you bugging, yo.
But you did just let out the secret, though, man.
No doubt. Shane, before you go, can we get a drop?
Yeah.
All right, good looking.
No doubt, and that's what's up, man. I come to Atlanta every now and then, so I'm going to holler at you, man.
Definitely do it. I'll be there. I don't plan on leaving no time soon. I keep the weekends open so I can do my shows, the regular stuff that Shan do. I got the weekends open to do that. I just go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning. And why? Because the paycheck is good. Nothing like that daily money. Hey.
No doubt.
That's what's good, son. Shane, take care of yourself, man.
No
Thank
doubt.
You very much.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right. Appreciate y'all for hollering at me.
All right, man. Be easy.
All right. Out.
Others say we too different and too conflicted. We too nice or too vicious. See the times, redefine, move with it. Be will, quasar, a true limit.
Hear it from me as you heard it from him. Attention, listen, I mention most of your luck. Post is struck with enough flow. Ocean, you drunk. Poets pluck an ocean awake out. Nightmares move out the muck. So high the height was unaware. So look down there, no longer care. Continue to go up, not ever scared. I know the value of my nuts. I hit never but this power goes hard in the cut. Allow who, what? Yes, questions will be asked. I have the thirsty task to rap so your refills won't last. Enemies harassed, take a space, shovel the snakes in the grass. Discombobulate the mental, the whole fate collapse. We coordinate, be cool. You don't a fool, I'm
mismatch. Skill mass, I heard a lyric go fast. Switch up, throw curves, new to catch her. As I pitch you these nouns of verbs, MC, that's my word. Open ears.
Yeah, yeah, funky line ripper, Henny line sipper, mini rhyme flipper, 9 to 5 quitter, you the type out of sight, out of mind, nigga. I'm the type dynamite, got a dime with him, or a 9 with him. The rap stay nasty, your white girl stripper, white line sniffer, every line in them give them suicide jitters, flow turn real, spitters in the wrist slitters. From a city of real killers that don't see a lot of sunshine like Bill Withers. Old people live, but kids get killed quicker. Chance of seeing age 30 got real slimmer. The block still filled with the drug dealers, pimp souls and wig splitters. Lot of real sinners. Old guard and go hard like old dog on film, a real menace.
Drugs. Yeah, yeah. Ray got the Girl Scout smoking. Right back rolling with the rap Joe Rogan. It's fat and black, nigga. The Cadillac emblem. The crisscross Daddy Mac Nichols. Scrap niggas. Clap pistols and act ignorant. Conduct business to get riches like Gil Simpson. The Coalition. We in the kitchen with a quarter chicken. Water whipping. The whole track saying snippets. Fat shipping. Niggas shoot like Blake Griffin. On 8 rippets. Pull strings like Jim Hendrix. Niggas went from Pope Pimpin' to Olympians and Weak Timblins to real gremlins. And the beat goes like a wolf in sheep's clothes. I peep little bows who eats the streets whole. The beast mode, the chiefs, Belisi mode, me bro.
Yo, I scribe classics, too real like cartoons, adapted to live action. Hoping that when my time come in my light flash, I'm satisfied instead of wishing I could turn time backwards. Till then I'm slapping asses and mugging these rappers. Kept my soul of money, tried to play kidnapper, but Frank's disposition's Bob Lasseter. Laugh at ya, son, you can't buy me, you think of myself too highly. Call me pretentious, but fuck trading raw for riches. So I stopped telling squares that make music. The first thing they do is look at you like you stupid.
Everybody raps, everybody makes beats.
Yeah, that's cool, dude, but everybody ain't me. Got heat like a hoopty with a broken AC. But you're more concerned on why y'all able never chase me. Please, all that bullshit, you can miss me with it. Go on somewhere and find yourself a bucket and kick it. My place in history set in stone like hieroglyphics. Meanwhile, these other rappers are blown about crickets. So what I look like worrying about these niggas? I'm more concerned about these suckers in the government that shit on poor folks that use firearms to huggle with. Too drunk with power lounging in the office chugging it. Then they wonder why some of my cousins are thugging it.
Ask me, Uncle Sam's brain need a slug in it. This for my folks, bruh. Not these fair weathers that ghost when life is down, but reappear when you live it up. Wanna choose the fruits of your labor, which you would sip it up. It won't never see you again, should you spill your cup. I ain't bitter though, cheer myself up looking at Twitter hoes. Yeah, them tits are cool, but what up with her toes? It's in my DNA to be a go, get a soul, just chill. We finna do it big and get this cheddar, bro. Back.
Rotten capital letters on your flyer. Not to be mistaken for R.A. the rugged man. No disrespect to him, I am the other man. Same letters, clear. I have other plans to take over air, sea, and other land. Right with the pen from the grenade in my hand to throw upon impact when it lands. All left is fragments of you and your man. Urban legend, myth buster, weighing grams. In the hood, I am thorough, the best man. Compare yourself to me. Less than simplified fraction, fucking has been further in a quarter of the time you've been rapping.
I'm the king.
Probably won't budge. The elbow the shit out of it, no love for anything less than the best whole grudge. Break up bud on your CD, it sucks. That your rap sound like they're old and suck. Whoever gashed you, what really cracks me up? Really makes me laugh, throw that trash in the dump. Your sound don't buck if you turned it up to the loudest decibel and speakers that thump. I've been one of the illest from jump, the most willingest MC to serve dents and lumps. Got a track record that tower like Trump. Every record possesses the right stuff for a classic. My status, first class. Not seeing me good? Grab your glasses. If you need schooling, I'm forming classes.
I'm the king.
I'm a
action again.
Off my chest to put my mind at ease. Since when you heard a DJ make cuts like these?